Continuing the laws of Kaddish, question is brought with regard to the person who has the yahrzeit. Know that the person who has the yahrzeit, we mentioned, pushes off the Avel Yud Beis Chodesh, person who is past already the 30 days, the Shloshim, and now they're in the year or 11 months of reciting the Kaddish. The yahrzeit has the rights to the Almud over this person. The yahrzeit is dochel avil yud beis chodesh mikol hatfilos v'achadeshim shikol shelchiyav miyom zeh. So he has the complete rights over this person. However, v'davka biyom shel hayahrzeit mamash. It's only when we're talking about the actual day of the yahrzeit. V'yesh zchus kedima v'bal yahrzeit. That's the only time that he'll have rights. Aval, but mash nohagin b'karv kehilos says that occurs in many different communities. Shabal yahrzeit be'emsa hashvua, even though the yahrzeit is not right now, it's in the middle of the week. Yahrzeit is on a Wednesday or a Thursday coming up. Maschil lomer kaddish ulispalo lifnei amud maleil Shabbos shekodem liyahrzeit. That we already, some people already begin the big minhag on Motzei Shabbos, especially for a person to daven marim. So even though that it is a custom in many places that a person who has a yahrzeit already that week that they could start davening from the Almud, that does not mean that if there would be someone else who has an actual chiyuv at that time, such as someone Yud Beis Chodesh, that they would not push them off. Ein hu doich es veilim toch shenatam. So therefore, again, in the event that there would be, let's say, no one who is saying Kaddish except for this one person, for this person who has a yahrzeit that week, okay, let them daven Saturday night. It's not a big deal. However, in the event that there's someone who is saying Kaddish as well, including the person who is Avil Yud Beis Chodesh, then they would have the right to daven on that Saturday night. Again, because we're talking about a situation where that yahrzeit is not that day. And he then continues and says, it's also stated, Mashno Hagim Rabim L'Spalo, very similar. It's just like many people, many communities, that they daven lefnei Almud, Arvis, B'motzi Shabbos lefnei Hayartzeit, Ein Hu Yochol Lidchos Es Ovel Toch Shnaso. You do not have the right to push off this person who is saying Kaddish and is in the middle of his year. Shechiyuvo B'tfila, this person who is an Ovel Toch Shnaso, he actually, there is a source for an obligation for him to lead the davening on that Motzei Shabbos. After all, Ksuba Mefuresh is Barama, written explicitly by Rav Moshe Isserles, that a person who is Toch Shnaso has the right and has actually a chiyuv to daven at that particular time, on specifically, especially rather, on Motzei Shabbos that Saturday night. Masha Enkin, not so, feels Arvit the Motzei Shabbos l'bal yahrzeit be'emsa hashvua ein lo makor. This person who is does not have the yahrzeit that day, there is actually no source for him to be the one that leads the davening, and therefore, in the event that he'll be going head to head against the person who's been Yud Beis Chodesh, then the person who is saying Kaddish for the 12 months, he would come first. The next question that's brought down here is when it comes to, as we mentioned, that there's a gorel, you'll divide in the event that you have two people or more that have the same level. They're in the, they're, let's say they're both holding my shloshim, they both have a yahrzeit that day, so you split it up. So he asks the question, does it make a difference, and this is an interesting question, that whether or not the person who you're saying Kaddish for is your father or your mother. Maybe there's a chiluk between the two. And there's actually a machlokas. One opinion, which I'm not going to say we hold by, but nonetheless, this is what it says. Matzina b'kamam in a poskim. It says many of the poskim, including the Chida and the Shari Ephraim, hold she'avil o yortzeit achar av yeshlu schus kedima lo'avil o yortzeit al ha'aim. Which is fascinating. That a person who's saying Kaddish for his father, you have a little bit more of a right than the person next to you who is saying Kaddish for the mother. Why? Why would we say, after all, it's still your parent? This is a very fascinating reason brought down by the Chido. It says, the Ish, Chayim b'Talmud Torah, v'chol ha-mitzvos, v'zokag yoseh l'kaparo. The way that I understand what this line is, is that when it comes to between a man and a woman, a man who is given more responsibility, if I could say it that way, more mitzvos, it's much easier for a man to stumble and to not reach their potential. When it comes to a woman, in which they have still a lot of mitzvos, but they don't have the same obligation of learning Torah and the amount of mitzvos, so therefore, potentially, with probability, if you would put those two people side by side, the woman probably needs less of a kapara than the man. And therefore, because of this, this is the reason why he brings down that there are those who say that the person who is saying Kaddish for the father has kedima over that of the mother. However, not everyone agrees to this. Yesh hakosim, there are those who write, she'ein hamin hakein, it's not the custom at all. El ein shum schus kedim l'mishuhu avel al-aviv, p'nei mishuhu avel al-imo. So no, we should not make any distinction between the two. Then he continues and says as follows. What happens in the event that, you know, you want a daven, and you have the right to the amud, but unfortunately, you, for whatever reason, showed up very late to shul? So he says like this, very fascinating. He says, let's say the person comes to shul late. How late is he? Right, a couple minutes late. They're right about to start Ashra, right? Which means they already daven the Shmonesre, the Chazar Sashatz, Tachnun, whatever. And the question is, should you step up and daven? Right? Should you start with Asher and Avodah Zarah? Well, typically there's nothing wrong with that, because you can, if you daven already, then you can split it up. Someone would daven up until that point, then you continue. But the difference over here is you didn't daven anything. So you're going to be going completely out of order. So is that something which we would encourage, because we want him to say the Kaddish, we want the person to daven in front of the Amud, but on the other hand, he's not davening properly in the proper order. So it says like this, let's say there's no other shul in town, there's no way he can get to another minyan. Interesting. He says that you can actually go out of order, which is b'di'eved. Certainly we don't wish you to do so. In fact, the Torah Chaim says that this is not something which is a generally accepted custom, but nonetheless, that we would allow. That he should never have to get into this situation at all. One last thought. We find very often when we have two people that have a chiyuv, and they both want to daven, they both want to be able to be the chazan, so sometimes we'll split. Split the minyan. So we'll have a minyan here, we'll have a minyan there, maybe we'll have 3 minyanim, 10 minyanim. Is that something which is really appropriate? Because after all, there is an inyan of Barov Am Harus Melech, that it's better that when we do a mitzvah to show true honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do in larger numbers as opposed to small little groups. So on one hand, it's nice that everyone will be davening, everyone who has a chiyuv to daven, but really we're splitting up, and there's a problem about Barov Am Harus Melech. So that's what we're going to conclude with this halach. He says like this, Ein shum ina melchalik es atzibur lishnei minyanim v'yoser kedei shehe makam l'chol ha'avelim l'shamas k'shatz v'ein lachshoy shemavatlin inyan d'barov am hadros melech. He says it's not an issue. That even though there typically is this concept of barov am hadros melech, that we want to do things in larger amounts, but he says that in the event that a person wishes to be able to daven, and there's a conflict because there are many people that also want to daven, for a person to divide up into other rooms and have smaller minyanim, that is not an issue whatsoever.